buddy?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and come on out of there?
I can't.
All right. Well, we're here for a drug test, not to be taking a shit. Well, I mean, you've been in there for going on 45 minutes, pal.
I've been here for an hour at my house, too, but no one's, like, slamming the door to get me off.
All right.
Come on, man. Let me go.
I mean, are you able to pinch it off and come out and finish the drug test? I mean, I want to see you get on with your day.
Get up, you know? Give me a break, man.
We're not going
to be. Now, we need to get going, man.
I mean, I understand you got to get out, but I can't. You know, I'm in the middle of something.
I totally understand.
I
totally understand taking a shit. I've been doing that for 28 years, but we got things to do, buddy.
Alright,
well. Need to finish, you can use the bathroom in the casino.
If it's that big of a problem, I'll get a freaking note from my doctor or something. Man, you gotta let me go. Peace.
If you need to use the restroom,
they're knocking on my door, that keeps me from going.
Look.
We're not being paid to
see. Yeah, we're not here to sit around and watch you use the restroom. You need to finish. If you need to finish, you can use it.
I'm sorry, I gotta go. I mean,
you can finish in.
Stop.
You can finish in the restroom in the casino.
There's no way I can do that. There's no way. I'm taking a shit and I cannot get up and do that.
How long does it take for you to normally go?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
How long does it normally take?
Sometimes it takes an hour.
Well, we're not going to sit here an hour.
You got five. You listen.
Sorry, man.
You got five more minutes before we start invoking trespassing. All right?
See, that's what's keeping me from doing my business. You keep saying 5 to 10 minutes.
No, your business is. Your business is over. You got 5 minutes before we start invoking trespassing notification.
I can't hear you.
You got 5 minutes before we start invoking trespassing notification notices on you.
I'm here. You can talk to Candy.
When you come out.
What?
Come out and talk to Candy.
I'm on the toilet.
Well, you know, you understand it's not a public restroom. This is a drug test.
Oh, my God. I cannot explain to you. I'm on the toilet.
You know what? I can't explain to you that you don't have an hour and 45 minutes to provide a sample. David, you don't have an hour and a half to provide a sample. You have a half an hour to provide a sample, and you've taken almost 2 hours. You know what, though? If you provided your urine sample, then whatever you got going in there needs to stop. You need to come out and give us your urine sample. I'm sorry.
I'll give the urine sample when I come out, but I'm still going.
Okay, but we're not being paid for you to take a deuce. We're paying for being paid to get your urine sample processed.
Is it really embarrassing that you guys are doing this to me?
You know what? I apologize.
Doctor's note from my doctor. I have a problem here. You guys are just totally, like, I don't know what the problem is, man.
The problem is that we have been, these officers aren't, they are paid to do a job at the casino, not to sit here for 2 hours and wait for a drug test. That's
I'm
the problem.
I'm really sorry, Candy, but I, you know, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I don't want to get out there.
I understand, and if you have provided a urine sample already?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you reach that urine sample through so we can get that started?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Just can you wait? I mean, come on.
I understand that this is embarrassing, David, but you also have to understand that these guys aren't being paid for 2 hours to be here. As of right now, you already won't be able to go to TGA because they won't be able to get you into fingerprint because it's taken
okay,
so long.
I assume that, but is there any way I can have some privacy? And
you're at a drug test. You always, at a drug test, you have an officer stand up. David? At a drug test, you have an officer stand outside the door. That's how it's conducted. This is a drug test. I apologize that you don't have your privacy that you would have at home, but we're conducting a drug test, so it's our policy that an officer stand outside the door.
Well, the officer was pounding on the door every 10 minutes. I mean, when I'm having a problem, it's going to be pretty hard, man.
I apologize, but it doesn't, in our experience, in the last year and a half...
Can we not talk while I'm going to the bathroom?
Actually,
I'm sorry, but let me finish.
I need you to finish right now, please, so that we can get this going, okay?
I'm really trying, but I cannot do that when you guys talk to me.
So you can't... Can you not go while we're talking to you? Is that the problem?
You had a 10-minute window.
David, can you not go while we're talking to you? Is that the problem?
Yeah, you guys come to the door in 10 minutes.
So if you can't, if you can't go while we're talking to you, then we'll continue talking so you can finish up and not worry about going. And then once you get out of here, you're welcome to go in the casino restroom.
I cannot go.
Then that's fine. Then we're gonna. Then what's happening is you're not going currently, so you're welcome to go ahead and finish up because you're not going right now, so that we can get this taken care of, please. We'd be more than happy to provide you a restroom in the casino to be able to finish up on, where no one will talk to you.
I don't know if you've ever been constipated before, but, you know, I am going. I just am not completing.
I understand, but if you can stop going and complete in another location, that's what we're asking. It's not like it's the reverse where you have the runs. You can't go. So if you can stop going so that we can finish
you
the drug test.
I am going. I am in the middle of going. Can you please stop talking?
But what happens is if he, we need him to finish up, he's going to.
If he does have a urine sample on there, the temperature is going to be invalid.
No,
it had cooled off.
He already flushed the toilet. It doesn't matter.
He did?
He already flushed the toilet.
I didn't hear that.
I thought he did. I could have sworn he did.
I didn't hear it either.
That was a while ago. That was before you came.
The thing is that I understand that he's having an issue, whether it's a medical condition or not. He's not in here for anything. That's not what this test is all about. It's not. If he should have made you aware of that from the moment he walked in the door,
right,
that I'm able to provide a urine sample, but I also am kind of constipated. Constipation makes you not good.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to sit in there and you're going to crap yourself. 35
dispatch.
35.
35 dispatch.
Negative, area 3.
10-4,
break
10-8
or 10-61, area 1. Go ahead.
10-14 for a moving bed from George 1 to 1-4-1.
10-4, break, Sam 2, 28.
I'll just handle it.
You sure?
Yeah. Cool. He'll be in there. I have to go to 65 area. I say, well, if we have to extract him, we'll call 6500 because we can't extract him.
All right. Sam 2, 28.
Sam 2.
Can you get staff?
Are you available to handle that call?
6195.
10-4. Hey, we still have one DT down here, and Andy and I, he's currently in the bathroom, going on an hour and a half, and he's doing number two, and he's getting very mouthy with Andy and I as far as trying to finish up the test and, you know, continue on with the process, and I got a hunch that when he comes out, he's going to throw up a fight. Copy that. Right. Lieutenant's coming down. I'll stand by until he gets there.
Dispatch, Sam 2, area 1.
Sam 2, area 1.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Up there.
I was in Idaho.
I know.
That's what
she said.
I know. I just wanted the girls to still be able to go.
She's like, called my wife. She's like, well, how far is it? She's like, well, where do I turn back? She's like, no, you go.